The Bohemian Grove was founded in 1878 by the Bohemian Club, which was formed in 1872. It is 2,700 acres of private land in Montreal, California, where every summer in July, hundreds of the most powerful and influential men attend what is known as the Cremation of Care ceremony. An early version of it was photographed in 1915 and published by National Geographic. In 1989, a writer for Spy magazine infiltrated Bohemian Grove and mentioned the Cremation of Care ceremony, but did not mention the effigy. The article mostly focused on powerful drunk men dressing in drag and engaged in homoerotic behavior. In 2000, when Alex Jones captured the ceremony on video, you can see an effigy, a model of a person to be destroyed, being burned alive in a ritual sacrifice.
Midsummer sets us free!
Around the time that Alex Jones was there filming it, musician Kid Rock was there as a guest.
Did you?
You went to the Grove?
Yeah. It was the first evening, and you gather around whatever, the owl by this lake, if I remember correctly, which could be a little hazy. It was a long time ago. And it's just a trove of celebrities. I met, like, Paul Pelosi and his son.
Oh, boy.
And, like, Chris Matthews. Like, you know, and,
oh,
but
okay.
I was hanging out with them. We were having cool conversations.
Kind
of weird. And then they asked me, like, I had to come play my guitar.
Oh, no.
And, like, sing at one of these camp things. And I was like, I feel so used. I feel so dirty.
The oldest religion on earth can still be found within many secret societies, the New Age movement, and hiding within many churches, mosques, and synagogues. The basis of this ancient religion is the attainment of counsel from advanced entities for one to gain earthly wealth and power. These advanced entities have a hunger for human life, which is how human sacrifice factors into this ancient transaction. By 2012, a handful of men were making individual claims that they witnessed human sacrifice at Bohemian Grove. Peter Chernoff says that the men taking part in the sacrifice went on to hold various positions of power in society.
Peter, you've witnessed children being sacrificed at the Grove?
You know, I did. At the Bohemian Grove, I was involved in a rather private ritual, Catholic, Nazi, satanic in nature, a service, a working, if you will, with nine relative unknowns at the time, so to speak. Willie Brown, Arlen Specter, Barney Frank, Roger Mahoney, Ratzinger, who's now the Pope, Robert Byrd, George Bush Sr., and Warren Buffett, and the master of ceremonies was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. The cremation of care, what it is, really, it's a discussion regarding population control. They're making decisions as to what group of millions of people they're going to genocide next. And we all have seen the genocides over the last 10, 15 years for anybody that's paying even a modicum of attention.
Over the years, other people have snuck inside to take video.
No way. Bohemian Grove. I made it.
In a phone conversation published by former Project Veritas employee Justin Leslie, James O'Keefe is asked about his recent attendance at the Bohemian Grove.
I was just a guest. I didn't see anything wrong there. Some of our people that I've known for many years were there. If I saw something, I would tell you, but you know, I think there's a lot of conspiracy theories and stuff, and I didn't see anything. And there's a lot of people that support us that are involved in that.
This year, the Cremation of Care ceremony was conducted on July 13th, the same day that Trump narrowly survived an assassination attempt. This ancient religion is entrenched within the foundations of civilization. It is the culture that created democracy. It has been around for all of recorded history. People are just now starting to see it again. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We
tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
The guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. I mean, Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will come next again if you try to take our firearms.
Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
It's Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting from the embattled and battle-hardened studios in Austin, Texas, worldwide. All right, another gigantically, incredibly important transmission that the enemies of freedom do not want to go out, that is about to go out, that is going out with 82 days left. The most important election in world history. Then we've got the insane 79 days of hell tacked onto that after the election. 158 days to the inauguration of Donald John Trump. If he can stay alive and if they can have a big enough turnout to at least 15 points to override the 10% they've got baked in of fraud. All right, we have some big guests on today. Biba Fry is joining us and others. We're going to cover huge developments, obviously, in the economy, in the world, militarily, the biggest yet since Russia officially invaded Ukraine 2.5 years ago. It's taken place last week. It's really serious as massive numbers of mercenaries and a NATO force have chosen a rural area on the Ukraine-Russian border to just take over a bunch of small towns. They've now gone up to 60 miles into Russia, and they've got very advanced, brand-new NATO tanks and weapons, and reports are
obviously highly trained Polish soldiers, and Poland's basically admitted they're involved in this, and it's mainly Polish tanks that are very sophisticated, some of the best in the world. And so that's what's going on right now. And it's a huge escalation that every mainline analyst, and I agree with them, says is spiraled out of control. This is just completely insane. And just like Napoleon raced into Russia, and just like Hitler raced into Russia, Russia is letting him come in, and then is going to cut them off and kill them. But they are attacking civilians. They are massacring people. And they're clearly trying to get Russia to increase its attacks inside Ukraine and really target civilians for the first time so that they can turn the world against Russia. So this is a extremely desperate move. We've got lots of Western denials that they're involved. And, oh, Ukraine didn't tell the U.S. they were going to do this. Oh, I'm surprised they didn't say Putin's attacking his own people. Remember, they said, oh, Putin blew up Nord Stream 2. No, this is NATO, and these are highly trained troops. And then the evidence is pouring out that it is a consortium of international forces, with the largest contingent being Polish, French troops, British troops, you name it. And I'll hand it to these guys. I mean, they're real soldiers. I mean, they're invading Russia on the ground and going deep into Russia. And it is going to be just absolute bloodbath. And they are vicious. And so it's going down. And, of course, Russia is not going to back down. So I'll be getting into all of that. Really incredible news out of Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, which you have to understand is the same globalist. So the exact same censorship programs we're seeing that are so 1984 over the top, the judge, and you said, as I read your post on Facebook, that migrants are raping people at a disproportionate level. How outrageous. 20 months in prison. You were at one of the protests and you yelled F you at a police officer. 18 months in prison. Giant fines. Meanwhile, the Muslims are running around attacking people with machetes and hammers and killing people. And if you try to post it anywhere, the globalists threaten to have you arrested, including here in the United States. So that's over the top insane. But, and there's so much more I'm going to get to, but here's the big takeaway, and here's the first thing I want to hit. You know, most talk show hosts will kind of build it up and say, next hour, I'm going to hit the big news. And so it builds up, and you stay on the show, or you stay tuned in. We'll be covering important stuff throughout the entire broadcast. I know most of the audience is already super informed, but see, you're the missionaries. You're the special forces operators behind enemy lines in captured America. You hear a clip you think's powerful, a report you think's powerful, you get it, you post it, I'll retweet it. This audience is the activists, millions of you. You're the real power. So whatever you hear on the show that you think's the most informative, whatever you think needs to get out, you get it, you boost it, you post it, and chances are we'll magnify it on the InfoWars account or the Real Alex Jones account. And, you know, thanks to Elon Musk and all of you on there promoting the stuff, we're reaching easily, conservatively, 25 million people a day on Real Alex Jones. And then I can't even track it, but I see it everywhere. The videos are getting copied, and I'll see, wow, that video that got a half million on InfoWars or on Bad Dot Videos got 12 million over here on somebody else's channel. So the censors are pulling their hair out right now. They're really freaking out. That said, I'm going to cogitate on this. I'm going to ruminate on it. I'm going to let it baste a bit in my mind, and then I'm going to probably next week break some major, 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 major news. I learned some stuff in the last 48 hours that is not surprising, but still astounding that it's really happening. So the feds, the corrupt feds, are not even hiding that they are involved trying to shut down InfoWars. And I have now been given all the information. I'm going to leave it at that, directly from the people in the court. And I could tell you this. It's not that I'm not supposed to tell you. It's that if I just tell you this now, it'll kind of be like, okay, but I'm going to really tell you about it. And then kind of the history of what's happened so far, because this is the model for everybody else. But the Justice Department, it's not just undercover videos of FBI and CIA agents talking about how they set me up and frame me, and then how it's a beta test for everybody else. Cut Jones's legs off, take his money away, all that kind of stuff. It's not just the head of the FBI in Connecticut testifying that he ran the whole operation against me, in the show trial against me. It's that they are openly working with well-known billionaires, and we now have the names, to shut this place down. And when I tell you what they're doing, it's bold, man. I mean, these people are crazy. And obviously, this is as illegal as hell what they're doing. But what it is desperation, folks. I mean, look, the globalists tried to kill Trump 31 days ago in front of everybody. By the grace of God, it just nicked his ear. He just got grazed. But another person died and got critically wounded. And I guess it's just really the realization, even myself, that, man, we are not in Kansas anymore. And I know I just keep saying that because it's true. But I want to say this before I go any further. I'm exactly where I want to be. And I've been put through the ringer, and I've been persecuted, and I've been attacked. But I've gotten to know the best people out there. You don't just get to know the bad guys. You get to know the good guys. And you get to see who's who when you go through something like this. And this is a real war for America and the future of the planet, against tyranny, against scientific evil. And all of you are now veterans of a bioweapon attack, the COVID release and the poison shots. And we're just living through such a historic time. And the only reason I'm still on air and not in jail and not dead is because of God. God working through you and working through me is carrying us through this, and we're going to see miraculous things happen. We've already seen that. And you saw it all over the news. They wanted me shut down 7 weeks ago. Tried to shut us down without a court order. I mean, that whole thing, it's just an insane story. And it's all on record. And I can't even believe it. It's so ridiculous. I mean, I'm telling people what happened, and they're even admitting it in the news. And I'm just like, is this America? Well, you just saw England. You said Muslims disproportionately rape 20 months. And it's a damn fact. But the person has a right to even be wrong. What if a guy wants to walk down the street and say Martians are raping women? Okay, it's not true, but just, go ahead and say it. If you want to run around and say Santa Claus is real, but the point is, the Islamists are over 70% of the rapes in Europe. In many areas, it's like 85%, because that's literally what they're coming to Europe for. Because in their countries, women wear beekeeper outfits. The only women they've ever seen is their mama or their sisters in the house. To them, it's just like they see women with lipstick and beautiful hair and nice clothes. They're like, what the hell is this? To them, America and Europe is like a giant strip club. And if a woman is seen out, she's a whore owned by somebody. So to them, well, I'm allowed to rape this woman because, she's wearing a short skirt. Or she's not, doesn't have a hood over her head. I mean, I've been in restaurants in Austin where women are wearing full hoods, eating spaghetti, and they're going like this, eating spaghetti under it. I've seen that at least 10 times. I can't even finish my meal. I'm just like, what the hell? Like iced tea, I got 3 daughters, man. And then the left and the feminists back it and say it's great. And you see Berlin protest and New York protest with women with hair under their arms, their ugly, leftist breast hanging out with their purple hair. And they're like, we love Islam. We love Sharia law. What a group of freakazoids, gays for Islam. That is like Netanyahu said. I don't like Netanyahu, but it's a funny line. He's like, that's like saying chickens for KFC. I just can't handle it anymore. So I'm going to move on to the big news now. It's just that for strategic reasons, and I'm working with some smart people, but I make the final decisions. They don't want me to talk about this just yet. But I'm going to talk about it. I'm just going to be very thoughtful about it. But it's when you hear this, you're going to go, well, of course. But it's still, it's just insane. It's so wild. You understand, the FBI and the CIA openly, with multiple Democrat top donor billionaires, are preparing to go public. They're so proud of themselves, and announce a plan to close this place. And I have the runway. I know when they're going to do it. All of it. Just learned about it 2 days ago. Confirmed it yesterday. With federal officials on the telephone. So, and I knew the Justice Department was in control, obviously, of the CRO that tried to set us up and did all that stuff. But now they're not even, they're like, well, yeah, you're a bad person. Of course we're trying to set you up. It's like they're so deranged. They literally act like I'm Lex Luthor and I'm this horrible person. And they've just been absolutely criminally raping the living hell out of me and my crew, and my family. And they just think it's completely normal to act like this. Like the judge. There's a bunch of these judges in England like, you said F you to the police, 18 months. You said Muslims disproportionately rape, 20 months. You were not protesting, but you walked out of the sandwich shop and stared for 2 minutes and were caught on tape, 10 months. That's actually, you watched it for 2 minutes. Now, if you've been running around with a machete and, you know, pulling people out of cars because they were white, like, oh, good job, Islam. As-salamu alaykum. Just the injustice, the savageness of it. And I showed you yesterday, like, dozens of headlines in France and Sweden and Germany and England, where if a newspaper reporter prints crime statistics that Muslims are committing 70%+ of the rapes, when they're like 8% of the population on average, depending on where you're at in Europe, it's between, you know, 5 and 20. The average is 8 for Europe right now. They say it's probably higher. And say, oh, you're arrested immediately. So I am living we're all living in an open-air insane asylum. And the globalists try to shut you down and censor you or put you in jail if you expose the poison shots, or if you expose the open borders, or you expose the rape gangs, or you expose any of it. And they're trying to bring all that here. And I've got articles with actually doing it in America now. One guy went to the Capitol for 1 minute, didn't hurt anybody, was told to leave, left. And the judge said, you're not allowed to use the internet or make any comments about politics. And they just called him back into court and said, you, of course, it wasn't an English accent because it was in the U.S. I've got the article right here. And he goes, I've got the transcript. You have made pro-Trump posts and other conspiracy theories. You are going back to jail, buddy boy. And so they have a monitoring system with an IP address on his computer. And if he's caught going to any political website, he goes back to jail. I mean, just come on, folks. And they put the FBI on the stand in Connecticut, like the head counsel for the FBI, their head lawyer. He's like, yeah, I went and got the families together, and then we went to the Costco firm, and we brought this up to them, and we got these lawsuits organized and everything. And my lawyer's like, what did Alex do to you? Did he ever say your name? No. Did any of his crew ever say your name? No. Did he ever write an article about you? No. I never heard the guy's name until he sued me. They gave him $130 million. That didn't exist. And he goes, no. Did Alex Jones ever say your name? No. Well, what happened to you? A man called me once in my office to see if I was real. I mean, the crimes. And then I go outside the court, and there's the reporter who's got his own local website and radio show. Pretty good show, actually. I listened to it. I didn't know who he was till then. He's like, Alex, I want to come on your show. This is BS. You know, I'm the guy he's talking about. I'm the guy that called. And then on the stand, they ask him about it again. He goes, yeah, that's the guy. Oh, my God, a reporter called him. But I mean, that's what these people do. Mr. Jones peed on graves. Just Mr. Jones, all BS. Just like Trump hates all Mexicans. Never said it. That's why you never saw the clip. Doesn't exist. So I'm going to stop talking about that now. I'm just blown away at this point. And see, they think they're going to bring in a dictatorship. They think that no matter what they do, they're going for broke. They're going all the way. And the general public still doesn't realize how much trouble we're in. People are starting to get a decent idea, but not the big enchilada. So they're not coming after me or Trump. They got to get through me and Trump to get to you, as Trump has said 1,000 times. And it's absolutely true. Everything they're doing to us, they're going to do to you. Like Kamala Harris, giant taxes and 86,000 IRS agents to just stomp on service workers and just squeeze every nickel out of them, pick them up by their ankles and just shake the change out of their pockets. Make the sheriff of Nottingham blush. And then she's up there. I told you it morphed from now she's for no tax on tips to now it's her idea. Even though she quarterbacked getting all this stuff set up to financially rape the snot out of service workers. It's just, it's insane. Everything they say is the complete opposite. I mean, it's just, these are just immoral frauds, lies, have no bottom, no compass, no conscience. They just do whatever they want constantly. And now they're starting full World War III with the Russians. That said, can we put the full show headline up, please? From InfoWars.com, I want to read this to you. Wednesday emergency broadcast. Trump raises alarm. America already under a Harris coup as deep state uses fake polls to prop up Kamala. Now, that's quite a statement, but it's totally true. And I'm going to lay it all out when we come back. Their strategy to steal it. They've already installed Harris. It's already a coup. Trump's starting to make a big deal about it. He needs to make it an even bigger deal. And then the corporate media spins it like, oh, he knows he's already lost. And then they use these push polls and other fake polls that I've read the methodology on where they, again, 5, 10, 15, 20 points call registered Democrats more than Republicans in their methodology and then say, oh, look, Harris is ahead of Trump 5 points. You just added 15 points to her and then she's ahead by 5? I mean, a 2-year-old can understand this. So this is a big deal. And they already tried to kill him, so of course they're going to lie. And of course they've got illegals voting everywhere publicly with 80-something days left. So this is just absolutely insane. We're going to come back. I've got 3 stacks on this. I'm just going to nail it with a report. Just want to give you a little first look or prelude. A little hors d'oeuvre, and we will then get into all the other news here today and a bunch of big guests like Viva Fry and others. I am your host, Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and check out the vaunted InfoWars at InfoWars.com/show. Thank you.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood Greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have you now. Stay in a tactical mission. I'm on the leader.
Du hast mich.
Several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come with me.
Du hast mich.
Autobots, transform and roll out. Having some voiceover fun here.
Du hast mich.
Oh dear. Pesky earth creature.
Du hast mich.
Monday through Friday. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm here live, taking the globalist on at point-blank range and winning thanks to your backing, my friends. And I salute you from the bottom of my heart, from the pit of my gut, from the center of my core.
Gesagt.
Wozu bist der Ton euch scheide? Treuer sein für alle Tage.
Nein.
Nein.
You got me.
Wozu bist der Ton euch scheide?
You got me.
Treuer sein.
Patriots got me forever. God's got me forever. And I know I got you. We're a family together in this fight. You may be old, you may be black, you may be white, you may be brown. You got red blood and you love God and you hate tyrants. We are brothers. We are sisters. We are family. Du hast. Du hast. You got me. Okay. Let's get into it right now. Look, I know everybody pretty much knows this, but we need to really, in my view, humble opinion, focus on this deeply. And I have a blind spot because I know all this up one side and down the other and forwards, backwards. And I know you do too. We just kind of go learn the knowledge and just move on. No, the general public does not know what's going on average. They know they're getting screwed. They're not trusting the system now. But that's kind of like you wake up and you smell smoke in the house. You don't know exactly what's going on yet. You're stumped trying to put the light on and figure out what's going on. That's where the general public is. Okay? And we've got to show them and say, this is specifically what's happening. So I literally have probably 50 articles today on this, just little exhibits. But here's the first big one. This came out like a week ago, but now it's a big, intense story. Kamala Harris is flooding millions of dollars a day in their Federal Elections Commission filings. We're talking $20 million a week to flood Google and Yahoo and all the other big supposed news feeds with fake stories written by them that they let them run. Now, this is totally unethical. It's a total fraud. And they just put a little bitty note saying paid content, but then it looks like it's a news article. And so you see these articles, Kamala 10 points ahead, 20 points ahead, Kamala unstoppable, Trump going insane, Trump about to give up. It's literally written by the Democratic Party. And then they also flood it with disinfo about her policies. Now, this is important. She doesn't have any policies. She won't do press conferences or interviews because she's a puppet, and they haven't formulated behind the scenes yet what all the special interests want. So that's why she's not saying any policies other than, oh, I'll get rid of taxes on tips. That's it. That had so much traction with people, and you know Trump will do it. So that's the difference. Trump says he'll do it, he'll do it. So we've got that going on. And again, all you got to do is go to the poll sections of any poll and look up their methodology. That's what it's called. And even in past elections, you saw it with Hillary. Oh, 98% chance Hillary wins. 99% chance Hillary wins. Hillary 20 points ahead. Hillary 18 points ahead. And they would go pay for the polls and have the poll written in its methodology where they would do a lot of tricks, but who they called, who they targeted, how many more Democrats they sampled, 10, 15, 20 points extra. Now, I was doing this last week with Rob Due. I haven't done it again this week. I meant to cover it. A lot of times I do a bunch of research and then you just never get to it. But Rob and I were back in his office and now there's no methodology. So used to, they would tell you the methodology. Now you go to methodology and it doesn't say. So it's completely fake. You know, it's one thing to have a little button down here you can find and crawl through a bunch of, stuff, terms of service, and you can find, fine print with a magnifying glass how they're running a scam. They're not even putting that on there now. Total election meddling, total fraud. But before I get into all this, let me give you the big takeaway. Because, again, I'm a gauge. Like a gauge in the bottom of your gas tank that tells you how full it is. Or, the engine thermometer that tells you how hot your engine is. Because you're not a public figure, and I make this point every day because it's so important. You don't get a good gauge, as good a gauge as I get, because you're not a public figure. So one of the fringe benefits of being a public figure, and there's a lot of negative ones, is that you actually get to find out what people think when you go around the country. Okay, so again, Trump wins 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago, and I would shake 20 hands on average before somebody said, F you and your family, I hope you die, Russian agent. They moved on to the Sandy Hook thing, and then it moved on to that. Why'd you do that to those kids? Some people even say, why'd you kill those kids? That's happened in front of my family. But I would go to the mall, go to the grocery store, Go to a restaurant, I'm being confronted every time. Every time. Yeah, I shake 10, 15 hands. Hey, waiter comes over, nice. But somebody walks over to the table and says, F you and your family, I hope you die. And they'll dump iced tea on your head. And then they wait for it when you go outside. And I'm just sitting there with my, you know, holster concealed going, man, I hope this person doesn't pull a weapon. I sure don't want the trouble of defending myself, but I'll, they pull a gun or something, I'm going to put them down. So that's where we were. And then Trump got persecuted so bad, by the time of the last election, almost 4 years ago, I would get yelled at every five or six times I went out. So I would go to the grocery store and go to the restaurants and, you know, go to church, wherever, go to the mall, walk down the street, go to the park, go to Barton Springs, you know, go to the park. And I almost started forgetting I had enemies. Because, you know, before, when it's happening every day, you're watching everywhere, you're looking. But, I'd go like a week or two, nobody was after me. And then all of a sudden I'd be being berated in some grocery store or restaurant or at the, you know, tax office or wherever I was at, or a courthouse. But since they stole the election from Trump, because they saw Trump so persecuted, by the time they stole the election from him, I saw a decrease in attacks of 99%, really. Then after they stole the election from Trump, I would get confronted that first year about once a month. And then as people saw how bad Biden was, I get confronted now. If I go out a whole bunch of places on a trip, maybe once on the trip now, airports, everywhere traveling, groups of people, one time when I went to Northern California for a week, covered Bohemian Grove, one time in the airport. So let that sink in. And I'm more famous than ever. I walk in a place, half the people go, oh, it's Alex Jones, hey, and I can't even, you know, get to where I'm going. I'm just signing autographs and taking photos. And again, it's not about, oh, I'm famous. It's like telling you, because you don't know, because you're a private person, which is great, we are kicking ass, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, last year, we went 10 months before I got confronted. 10 months. Now, back in the campaign and Trump back, you know, there's a little more Trump derangement syndrome again. So I'm getting a little bit of it. A little bit. Maybe once a month. It's been a month since I got confronted in San Francisco. So in a month, I've not had one person since then confront me. And I go all over the place. And I'm very accessible and very friendly. So I can look at the polls being fraudulent, the fake news stories they're running, and all the lies and all the rest of it, and show you how that's happening, and you can see it for yourself. But the biggest thing is, every restaurant I went in, every gas station I went in, the airports, the rental car places, all I got in Northern California was love, except one guy. One guy. The Mexicans that were at the Airbnb we rented in the middle of wine areas, I mean, like, you know, a couple houses up on a hill. They were Mexicans. They were, you know, here was farm workers. The head Mexican was a listener. He could barely speak English, but my wife speaks good Spanish, so they were having conversations. He was a big fan. His family listens in Mexico. We gave the guy who's helping us do some stuff. He was also the foreman, so the people that owned the winery owned the house. The toilet was clogged, and he showed me where the plunger was, and I gave him a tip or whatever. But the point was that wasn't really his job. We just asked him, and he helped us. But, I mean, you know, the Mexican that runs the vineyard's a listener? Come on. And my wife's talking to him in Spanish because he kept coming over to me and, like, shaking my hand and saying, I like you and stuff. And so my wife starts talking to him. She goes, oh, he's a big listener. He's been listening for years. His family listens to you in Mexico. And I'm like, really? Ask him what I've been doing. And he goes, oh, yes. So, you know, they tried to kill Trump because he doesn't want World War III. My wife goes, he doesn't want World War III, honey. So the foreman of the winery is a listener. I mean, so that's a reflection on Trump. he'll probably get 70% of the people that vote. The problem is a lot of people aren't going to go out and they're not going to vote because they think, oh, well, it's all fraudulent. Yeah, but you have to override the fraud. Too big to rig. That's what all the evidence shows. And I've already gone over why that matters, but I won't belabor the facts. You've already heard it 50 million times. But they only got so many dead people to vote, folks, and people who move out of district, okay? They got a limited arsenal. And that's why they tried to kill him, because in their real polls, they know Trump's 20 points ahead in general. 10 points in battlegrounds. So now they're creating this hoax that Kamala has won already and that Trump is exposing the fact that she had a coup and the fact that she was installed. He's not exposing that because it's the truth and it's terrible and it's totalitarian and it's illegal. They violated all these laws. No, he's doing that because he knows they're about to beat him. No, he knows they're trying to steal it. So Trump goes to any big event that aren't even his events, he gets standing ovations. Baseball games, football games, UFC, boxing matches, you name it. And then he goes in a grocery store, a bodega in Brooklyn. Nothing but love. He goes to Harlem, nothing but love. And then Biden goes into restaurants and no one cares. And it's the same thing with Kamala. I mean, Trump shows up in New York City and in 5 minutes, thousands of people run out to see him. White, black, Hispanic, and they're crying. Because they know he's the maverick. They know he's the trailblazer. They know he's the rebel. He's the cool hand Luke. They know. And they know I'm the rebel. I'm the outlaw. People know they're getting screwed. They know we're fighting for them. We're in this together. I want prosperity and security and freedom and peace. These globalists want the opposite. Like Elon Musk said, with Trump you get prosperity, with Kamala you get the opposite. So I can tell you, I can prove scientifically all these polls and this stuff's crap. We already know that, but I don't need to. I can go out on the street and I can see it for myself. In liberal Austin, or liberal San Francisco, people are sick of it. And it's bad enough to have the corporate media running defense and offense for Kamala. But now they flood thousands of articles a week that look like they're news articles and they're completely fake, written by the campaign. And the news reports on, like, well, it's just a form of advertising. It's fine. And yeah, in the early days, I've been there 30 years, and I remember buying ads on Newsmax 25 years ago because I was a guest on Newsmax a lot, and they had a salesman call me and say, hey, would you like to put an ad for your documentaries? And the ads did pretty good, actually. And I said, yeah, what type of ads do you have? Well, we can put one on the website, or we can put one on our magazine, or we can do both. And this one's $5,000, and this one's $10,000. But we really recommend the article where we write an article about your video. And that's $20,000, and it's on the website, and it's in the magazine. And I did that ad, and it made some good money back. And I had to be interviewed, and then we wrote an article, and I signed off on it. And then I didn't do it after that because it was such a hassle to, you know, talk to their person and spend, you know, because they're slow, back, at least back then, you know, have them write an article about the video, and then they do a review of it, and I paid for it. I mean, yeah, we know there's paid promotion out there, but it says paid promotion at the bottom of the article. This isn't that. They're just flooding fake garbage everywhere. So let's just run through some of these headlines. Kamala Harris leading in five battleground states. Survey. Newsweek's no longer Newsweek magazine. It's a PR firm paid for. Flashback. Nikki Haley predicted Kamala Harris would be elected and President Trump won GOP nomination. Harris surprising Rust Belt strength. Axios. Total Democrat Party mouthpiece. As Kamala Harris lead widens, some Republicans tell Andrew Neil they now fear Trump's age and increasingly deranged behavior means he's on track to lose the election and could even be at risk of a breakdown. And you see that talking point everywhere. It's pulled out of their rear ends. just like Alex Jones pees on dead kids' graves. Really? Never been to the graves. Nobody peed in the graves. Former Trump aides claim Donald is in meltdown, feels the election slipping from him, so he's lighting up the campaign because of a terrible decision. Trump needs someone to tell him the truth. He's losing the Hill. Harris, Trump heads to North Carolina as battleground map widens. And they put out all these fake polls. But then you get something like this. Resentful Joe Biden set to snub Barack Obama and Kamala Harris' speeches at DNC. And he is, because he's even said that, he even told CBS News, yeah, they basically removed me. Well, you let them do that when he had his medical emergency for a week. And we said, oh, looks like they've grabbed him. They've drugged him up. They put out a fake letter. It's all admitted now. A real coup. I mean, wow. And then Trump talks about that, and they spin it like he's evil and he's bad. Oh, he knows he's going to lose. That's why. No, he's up against a candidate they installed who never had one vote in the primaries. That's illegal. On record. Her taking over Biden's money is illegal. And these aren't the meaning behind Trump's ill-fitting suits. No, that's the style of chief executive from like the 60s and 70s, is to wear a comfortable, loose-fitting suit. The chief executive doesn't wear skinny jeans. That's an old-school outfit. It's comfortable. He works in it 18 hours a day. Oh, he's a weirdo. Oh, he's his suit's loose. What do you want to wear him? Like, you know, leather pants and high heels like Zelensky? Elon plus Trump, best friends forever. The Billionaire Boys Club, Fox populist tongue bath. Musk X using far-right hate to promote ads. I mean, just all crap. Look at this. Trump sues America. You mean he sues the DOJ for wrongfully raiding Mar-a-Lago? Oh, he sued you, see? Everything is crap. Everything is lies. And then they have the fallback of, oh, wait, don't count Trump completely out yet. CNN said he might still have a chance. So it makes it sound more reasonable, like, oh, she's way ahead, but he could still be there. Oh, still keep watching. There's a little bit of a chance. When he is light years ahead of her in popularity from the real numbers and what I see on the street. Anti-Trump pollster Frank Luntz stuns CNN panel, admits Trump is winning over union workers like no Republican in decades. Yeah. The majority of union workers are saying they're going to vote for Trump when they do local polls, but then magically he's getting less numbers. Oh, triple the number of blacks are going to vote for Trump, but he's losing the blacks. Triple the number of Hispanics, but he's going to lose. See, all the real research shows the opposite, a landslide, but when you tune into the corporate media, oh no, he's losing. He's a terrible person. Here's more of it. Harris campaign caught editing Google search ads to make it look like major news outlets support her. And they let them do it, and they pay to do it. And the media spins it, you know, Axios. Well, Harris-sponsored Google ads suggest publishers are on her side. Oh, yeah. Suggest that. It makes it look like they're openly, you know, supporting her, which they already are anyways, but these are even more ridiculously over the top. Kamala Harris campaign-sponsored Google ads modifying news headlines. USA Today. Modifying, yeah. You go to get the news, you get a bunch of stuff that says it's news, paid for by the Democratic Party. They've removed any pretense. And all these prominent influencers are saying they've been contacted by the DNC to promote Kamala, but they got to sign an NDA before they get the money. Yeah, it's AstroTurf. It's paid for. Cope and seethe. MSM demonizes Trump. Musk interview with wall-to-wall negative headlines. Still ongoing. Here's CNN. Trump's still very much in this. CNN analyst dampens dim Kamala hopes. It's like Cassius Clay in his first big fight when he knocks out, was it Sonny Liston? And the guy he just knocks out's on the ground. They're like, well, Muhammad Ali's still in this. Okay. It's like after Tom Brady would win a Super Bowl. Well, Tom Brady, you know, still in it. Oh, yeah, he's still in it, all right. Not in it now. So that's just some of the news we've got there. I'm going to start the next hour. Great researcher, really smart cookie, and recovering lawyer, Viva Fry, will be joining us to cover the waterfront next hour. And he's got a lot to cover. He's really been focusing in on this Harris coup and all these top globalist minions saying they're going to have martial law and civil war. I mean, this is serious. We've got all the news out of Russia that's just so horrible. I can't even believe it. We're going to go to break, come back with all that next hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. When you get excited about the show, we reach millions of new people. So just go to Real Alex Jones, share that link from the live show feed. Go to Infowars.com/show, share that link. If you're listening to a local radio station, tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, hey, tune into this local station. Support them, support their sponsors. But also know that if I don't get funds, we won't be here. And we're taking on the globalists, and we're still here by the grace of God, thanks to your support. We have great products you really need that are amazing, that are game-changing. Just like our information is powerful, the products are powerful. Big sale going at InfoWarsStore.com. The new sale is the highest quality 1,000 milligram vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. So good for your immune system, your whole body, your overall health. 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there. Back in stock, 25% off. Vitamin Refusion, limited supply. It's amazing, back in stock. And the other big sale is about to end, up to 60% off on a bunch of other products at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. So stock up on X2, X3. Stock up on Vasobeat. Stock up on Nitric Boost. I mean, these are all incredible products for your body, for your heart, for everything. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And then separately, please don't forget our amazing sponsor, my dad's company, ships right out of North Austin, right out of Round Rock. Great, great warehouse, great crew, great customer service, great nano silver products, the wound gel, the immune gargle, the 30 parts per million silver bullet that's for topical ore ingestion, colloidal silver, silver bullet. There's all the other great products like Next Level Foundational Energy that isn't a stimulant but has that effect in a healthy way with no letdown. Believe me, you want to go research Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. And there's so many other great products, so please peruse it and check it out. That is a critical sponsor keeping us on air. Plus, they're just fabulous products. You really owe it to yourself to get these, and you can see it as a straight-up donation. You can buy this stuff and give it away if you want, but you really should be taking it. Please take action now. That's what gives us victory, is action. Action is what wins wars. Please go and support us in the fight. DrJonesNaturals.com. I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamin Refusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamin Refusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.